kavana. It's not just held that mitzvah sichas kavana, and you brought a raya from the fact that the mishnah says you eat chazer is twice. If this is how the Rashbam explains it, if mitzvahs ain't sichas kavana, and on the first time you eat the chazeres, you already ate tomorrow, there's no way we would have preempted the achilas tomorrow just so that the kids should be asking questions. At Amai, it must be that you weren't yaitzah with the first kavanah. For the first of this year, and that was just for the kids, and then you're going to be HTMR later when after the matzah, which is at the right time. To which they replied, not true, that we eat the chazeres earlier and we are yet tomorrow, and the reason why we dip afterwards is that the kids should ask questions. Right, the two dippings is what makes the kids ask the questions. So where are we holding now? So then the Gemara said that we had a machlikas tanoim about it, that Maita, Ishtakish found a Rabbi Yosi that says it's a mitzvah to bring chazeres afterwards, even though you ate chazeres earlier. So you see that mitzvahs shichus come up. Yeah, because you weren't yitzah. You see you weren't yitzah. Let's start pieces. Zayta meres mitzvah shichus kavana. This is what Ishtakish said. This is Mitzvahs Gavana. Ishtakish Tova, Ishtakish held the Masizim stomach tani. The Mishnah that said that you take Chazeres twice is stomach tani. Is referring to all situations. Maria Fili Yochel Limtsoi Shai Yorokis. Even if you can find other Yorokis, Eino Litroyach Acha Shai Yorokis. You shouldn't trouble yourself to try and find the other rockies. Hello, he says the tibulim b'mori. You can do the two tibulim with the mori. Vayinu mishum to mitzvah sichas kavana. That's because mitzvah sichas kavana. So since mitzvah sichas kavana, there's no difference between using chazeres or using any other vegetables. Right? I mean, the Mishnah says you take chazeres. Sounds like, yeah, why bother finding yourself a radish? Just take chazeres. So says Rishlokis, how can that be? Alright, if you take your radish, if you take your chazeres, you'll be ate tomorrow earlier, out of place. Elamai, you see, if we're not, it doesn't make any difference, and you can take either radish or chazeres. So you see from there that chazeres is equivalent to radish, meaning that you're not yoit tomorrow with chazeres. So it's like you're not yoit tomorrow with the radish, so you're not yoit tomorrow with the first chazeres you teach. Right, you hear what he's saying? Upfront. Rishlokish Tova. Rishlokish held within places. Rishlokish held to Masnitsin stomach tani. That the Mishnah's talking about stomach. Every situation, in general situation, Amari Afilu Yochoi Limsi Shai Yorkis. Even if you can't find other Yorkis, you shouldn't trouble yourself to find other Yorkis. Elo, you do both Tibulim with Mori. Find a Mishum. Why aren't you worried about you doing the mitzvah in the wrong place? Find a Mishum. The mitzvah Sichas Kavana. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. And therefore, if you eat earlier, you're not doing anything wrong with that, because you didn't eat the mori in the wrong place, you didn't have kavana for mori. That's what Tosfos said. How's it different from the Rashbam? So now let me ask you a question. According to Tosfos, if you did only have one chazeres, how many dippings do you do? According to Ishlokish.
You only have one what?
Chazeres. One type of chazeres, one type of vegetable. If you only had chazeres, that's all you had. How many dippings do you do according to Ishlokish?
Two.
Where do you see that? You're quite right, because he holds the mitzvah zero. But let's say you hold mitzvah ain't zero's kavana. If you would have held mitzvah ain't zero's kavana, what would Rish Lakish say?
If Rish Lakish would hold that you do, would have held that you didn't?
If Rish Lakish would hold the mitzvah ain't zero's kavana, Rish Lakish inferred from the Mishnah that mitzvah zero's kavana. Right? What was his inference? What was supposed to say? From the fact that it didn't tell you take down the vegetable. Right?
And the fact they didn't say Shari Rakos?
In fact, they didn't tell you to be Matshirat to find out vegetable.
Yeah.
That's the Raya that Mitzvah Tzirat Kavanah. Because you should have really, if Mitzvah ain't Tzirat Kavanah, you should have troubled yourself to find other vegetables. So you shouldn't be ate the mat more out of place. Rather do it at the right time, therefore better to take a radish and you'll have your mora later on at the right time. So why are you taking chazeret earlier? In which way you'll be ate the mora out of place? You should rather take a radish and be ate the mora in the right place.
So
the from there, no.
You didn't have a radish thing, you should
Well, let's see if you're right in that. I don't think so. Let's see if you're right. The Taita is saying, how did Ishokis know that Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavanah? How did he know it? How did he know it? It's not what Taita says. How did Taita know it?
Oh, there was a girl that he didn't trouble
him. Oh, because it's much been the Mishnah that he's got all the vegetables there. And he went ahead and he used Chazeres twice. That's where I know it from. From much in the Mishnah that there were other vegetables there, and yet the Mishnah says you do it twice. That's where he saw it. What happens if there were no other vegetables there? Would you understand the Mishnah? Would have been able to make any deal from the Mishnah about Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavanah or Ein Tzirchus Kavanah from the fact that he did it twice? He doesn't have to trouble himself.
Meaning that it's not right there.
Okay. It's possible for him to get other vegetables. And yet the Mishnah says use Chazeres twice.
Okay.
But what would be if it was impossible to find other Chazeres, other vegetables? The only thing available, that's all they have is lettuce. That's all they have. That's the only vegetable that this says. Would this Lokish be Medaic from the Mishnah and Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavanah? If the Mishnah, if we live in a place where there's only Gush Katif, that's what we have. Only Gush Katif letters. That's what there is. That's all there is. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Where there's only Gush Katif letters. Would we have been able to be Medaic Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavanah? What do you think, Mr. Perez?
I don't even say the purpose says letters.
Yeah, but Tosa says that Rish Lakish understood that the Mishnah is not what it is, but there are other things. Right. He's saying that the Mishnah means that there's other vegetables there that you could get hold of. And yeah, the Mishnah says it doesn't matter, you can still use lettuce twice. Why can you use lettuce twice? Because the Mishnah is Tzirchus Kavanah. The Mishnah is Tzirchus Kavanah. That's why he came to
that. Like I said, if Jesus was Tzirchus Kavanah, then you're not even one.
Well, that's if you're right. Again, if there were no other vegetables available, bichlal. Yeah, we live in Gaza and the only thing there is vegetables. That's all there is. Gush Katif, lettuce. Right? Lettuce. That's all there is lettuce. That's what there is. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Would Rish Lakish have been able to prove that Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavanah for the fact that we did twice? Because you missed out the first line of Tzitzis. Now it's off at the beginning of Tzitzis.
Even if you have it tomorrow, on purpose you can do it.
Let's go to Shemaya way of doing it mostly, okay? So Tesis, what Tesis does say is that you know where Ishtokish got it from? Not from the fact that you did twice. Not from the fact you did twice. You got it from the fact that you don't have to find yourself other vegetables. That means if you only had Chazaris, if that's all you had, if you only had Chazaris, you would did twice. You would did twice. Ah, you're going to be HMO out of place. But you have to do twice. But from the fact that you had a choice of vegetables, and you had the opportunity to make the chazaris in the right place. You had the opportunity to do more in the right place. And yet, you had chazaris earlier, that's my right, and mitzvah, sikhais, come on.
You could have used
the radish, and you didn't use the radish. Why didn't you use the radish? Because for me, a chazeres is like a radish. I'm not yaitzim with the chazeres because it didn't have kavana. So therefore, there's no Indian of finding a radish.
I don't understand.
If you only had radish, only had chazeres available. If you only had chazeres available, then the fact that Mishnah says you did twice is no raya whatsoever. Because you have to do it twice, because Kadesh Yisrael Tinekes. It's going to be that you're going to be used to more out of place. That's one of the risks, one of the hazards we have, but we have to do Kadesh Yisrael Tinekes. So how did you know Mishnah Tzichus Kavana? He knew it because you had an opportunity here to do both, to do Yisrael Tinekes and be Yisrael in the right place. How? By taking a radish. You had radishes there, so why didn't you take your radish first and Mori second? If you had an opportunity to do a radish, take a radish, and by that you'll be doing Karpas for the kids and Mori to be able to the right time, so why didn't we do that? Why do you take a chazeres twice? And that you've been the hapachliyatis. You made the mitzvah earlier. Why do you do that? Why don't you have to be mature yourself? If you can go tomorrow with the matzah at the right time, why do you have to be mature yourself? But you've got the opportune time of doing a mitzvah on Mori is with the matzah. Okay. So why do you have to trouble yourself for it?
You don't have to trouble yourself.
Why not?
It's okay to do it early.
Why? You've got mitzvah to do mitzvah on the right time, not on the wrong time. Why should you do mitzvah to the others?
He's saying it's not the others. He's saying it's okay.
Why? You're right. You're exactly right. He's saying he's after Shabbat. He's saying he's not b'dievet simin achaskala. Why?
Because
mitzvah sikhas kavana. When I had my chazeres earlier, I wasn't being late tomorrow then because I didn't have kavana then.
How do I know you didn't have kavana?
Because it's not the time for you tomorrow.
Because it's not the time for you
tomorrow. The time for you tomorrow is later on with the matzah. If you eat Mora with Kavana to be Yotza, Mora you'd be Yotza. But we know you didn't have Kavana because the real time to do Mora is later on. So from there we can see that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. How does Tzitzis know in Ish Lakish that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana from the fact you don't have to trouble yourself to get other vegetables? But again, I want to stress this. If there was only lettuce there, if that's the story that we're talking about, there were only lettuce there, Ish Lakish would not have any proof. He wouldn't have a proof that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. He wouldn't know that. Why? You already ate the Mora earlier, why are you doing it again?
Care.
Care for the children. Maybe you shouldn't dip earlier in order to be ate the Mora in the right time. No? No. You have to do both. You have to do both. You have to dip and eat Mora, even though you're going to be eating Mora in the wrong time. So that's a big difference between him and the Rashbam. It's an amazing difference between the Tzitzis and the Rashbam. The Rashbam said the Kondei Shokish, that the Raya of Mitzvah Tzichus Kavana was what? From the fact we eat Chazeres twice. He said, if Mitzvah ain't Tzichus Kavana, you shouldn't have eaten the first Chazeres, you shouldn't have bothered about Hekir, but you know, you should have eaten more at the right time after the Matzah. And only have one. He says, Tzitzis, if there was any Chazeres there, you would eat twice. Because there's an Indian of Yisrael Tinekes. And my chiddush was, says Yisrael Tinekes, that the Mishnah's mashma it's talking about even when there are other vegetables available. And it doesn't matter. Tikha there twice. Why? You'll be ate tikha there then. You'll be ate tomorrow out of place. Says you won't be married tomorrow out of place. Why? Because Mr. Tikha's Kavana.
I think the
Rashbam
says that.
Rashbam says, according to his Lokis, that if you have only chazere, you would only take chazere after matzah. You would not bother with them chazere before matzah. You wouldn't do kapas.
You
would not do kapas. Because if you do kapas, you'll be maxing the mitzvah of tomorrow too early. Look at the Rashbam at the end of the long Rashbam. Don't knock my salon. Have a b'moreh l'chudei. You see that? So like the last word in the line is avol. Got it? Have a b'moreh l'chudei. If you only had moi, lo'i bi'inon treiti bully. You would not do twice. Tikuloi hai lo'i ovdinon. To such an extent, we will not go mishum akiyah just for the sake of akiyah. Does he like it? To lahakim achilas mori kodesh mani to preempt the achilas mori before this man. We will not do that. Says the Rashbam, if there's only chazeres there, what would you do? If your mitzvah ain't tichus kavanah, what would you do? You would only have one chazeres. When would you have it? After your matzah. And yet the mishnah says you do two chazeres. Must be Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah. Says Taisa, that wasn't the raya. The raya was, why didn't you trouble yourself to get yourself other vegetables? You could go to a neighbor. There were other vegetables there. If there were no other vegetables there, that would have no raya, because you have to do it twice because you need the kids to ask. But you had an opportunity to get to be Mekayim both in your name. You had an opportunity to take the radish for the kids and the mori to be ate at the right time, and you didn't do that. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you try and be yotze to everything properly, lechatchila? That is because I am yotze to everything, lechatchila. The first dipping that I do with the chazeres, since it's karpas and all the time of the morning, I didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah. And therefore I wasn't yotze to the mitzvah. So therefore when I eat the second mori, I'll be yotze tomorrow, like it should be. From there I see the mitzvah tzichus kavanah.
Rashbam, I thought that there was the possibility of other vegetables. He couldn't have held up the stool they had arranged to keep.
Rashman saying, even if there were no other vegetables, you would still only have one.
Okay.
Right?
So all things are the same.
Yeah.
So according to Rashman's reading of our Mishnah, is that there are other vegetables available, and he has a ceremony test involved in there.
Yeah, I don't know why you're putting Rashbam.
No, I didn't mean Rashbam, I meant Rish Lakish,
right. Rish Lakish, according to Tosafot, means you have other vegetables there.
No, but the Mishnah only mentions that there.
Yeah, means you
said that's what he chose if you want.
Right. Even though there's other vegetables there, he chose Chazeres. Why? Because there's no inyan in trying to find something else, because there's no difference between lettuce and radishes, because neither of them you eat to the mitzvah if you don't have kavanah for. Radishes, you can't be eat to the mitzvah, and lettuce, you need kavanah, you didn't have kavanah, so it's the same thing. Yeah, there's point.
The kids are going to ask, why are you eating this tomorrow now?
No, they weren't.
So
the last time. Are we in Mar now? So you're telling me to think Tichus Kavana. That's right.
Are you okay?
If they ask the question.
Yeah,
so you'll say, I'll discuss it with you later. When you grow up. Right. Oh, come to Rabbi Jackson's shit. So that's the beginning of Tosfos, where already you see Tosfos going in a different kivun to the Rashbam. Everyone want me to say it one more time?
I got completely confused with the Rashbam. He said, "You didn't write it." The Rashbam said that if it was only
Chazera, right? Joni has more. You would not do Karpas.
What do you mean? In our Mishnah, there's Chazera.
Right. Right.
Twice.
Right. So what do you see from that? The proof? So you see Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah. If your list is like Tichus Kavana and you would be Yitzim Chazmaro with the first Kazeres, then you wouldn't do the first Kazeres. Because you're preempting the Mishnah.
Oh, that's the proof for the
Mitzvah Shri Chesavon. Since Mitzvah Shri Chesavon, I wasn't going to the first one, so I'm not preempting the Moray, so I can do the first one for the Kitzvah. And I'll do the second one for the Mitzvah Moray.
So what Rashbam says, about the Moray, that today is open, then Shrei, that means... What does that mean if it
was without Kavon? If you hold that Mitzvah Shri Chesavon, you wouldn't have done
Shrei. Without
Kavon. Yeah, if you hold that. If you hold the mitzvah without kavanah, then you would not have done twice. And if the mitzvah says you do twice, must be your yaitzah. It means must be that you're not yaitzah the first one. Because mitzvah tzuchus kavan. Mashing and tzitzis, no. If the fact that you only use two chazeres twice, that's not right. Because you need to do for the kids. But the fact that he has an opportunity to use something else, and he didn't trouble yourself to use something else, that's my raya. Why do you preempt the mitzvah to do a b'dyavad mitzvah when you could have done it all l'chatchila? Elamai, that even what I did was a l'chatchila mitzvah. Right? So, back to Tzitzis. V'ayin ha-mishum, last, third, white line, v'ayin ha-mishum, to mitzvah tzichas kavane. The reason why you don't have to trouble yourself, because of mitzvah tzichas kavane. V'kivin t'loi b'idon, since it's not the time of morim. For the boye priyadoma v'dochele, and he's eating it with boye priyadoma, keloima. Says Tzitzis, keloima. What does it mean you're eating with boye priyadoma? Sheloi b'ich, al achilas moroi. He didn't make a bracha, al achilas moroi on it. Vizilma lo yechavim. Maybe he didn't have kavanah until Lashon b'gemara. Vizilma lo yechavim. It says this. Vizilma lo davka. It doesn't mean perhaps he didn't have kavanah. This Dilma doesn't mean perhaps. It means certainly. Certainly didn't have kavanah for Mori. The ain mitzvah elo al tibul sheni. Acha matza. The mitzvah of Mori only is after you're eating the matzah. And therefore we know for sure he didn't have kavanah earlier. Hilkach roi lemahade vatbuli. That's why he has to afterwards go back and ditch. Pirush v'levorich al achilas mori. And say al achilas mori afterwards. Because before you run your yitzah
b'chlal.
Well, he's going to say it. He's going to say that in a minute in a line. So why did he not say to make a bracha? Why did the Gemara not mention to make a bracha? Why did he just talk about the dipping? But the knockout of Ruchi, he didn't mention about making a bracha. Mishum de Rebchista, Isle Vishmaitin, and Rebchista holds in our sugar, the end of the sugar, the Mavarech al Achilles Mori, but Tiburishin. He do make a bracha al Achilles Mori already on the first tip.
What do you mean about this? Why
should Rishi have the Shemar of Tizim? Because he's talking Shemar of Tizim as well.
Why do we?
He does.
What?
Rish Lakish does fit in according to the Chizkiyah as well. And therefore, Rish Lakish, when he says it's in, he's not going to be. He knows there's two possibilities what the halacha could be regarding the bracha before the first dipping. And that means saying a parable lashon, which is suitable for the both possibilities.
Why should some of those things before be kleyish for the shita of two people to come away after this? They both
were sitting in one time. Okay, we'll address the question after. I want to keep the focus on the Gemara. So says Tzitzis that the reason why the Gemara just mentioned that eating the Gemara didn't mention about making a bracha later on, because of course if you're not yaitza, then you should have to make a bracha. So why not talk about making a bracha? So it's answer is because his chista holds that you make a bracha beforehand. So therefore we're not going to be talking about making a bracha afterwards, because his chista holds you make a bracha beforehand. So why did it say in the if Chisal to make a bracha before? So why did the Gemara say about Bo Pri Adama? The only eating was Bo Pri Adama. That's the fun. It's not Chisal. So why did the Gemara say about the Bo Pri Adama? For how to come a Bo Pri Adama? Actually, that what it says. He answered, but Bo Pri Adama, Hainu Kolima. That means to say, She'ena Oichel L'Shem Achilas Mori. He's not eating it L'Shem Achilas Mori. He's doing it to be just for the mitzvah, the Bo Pri Adama.
Isn't that an animal against
the Chisah? No. That's what he comes to
explain. No,
but Chisah says you make Chisah. Says you say Al Achilas Mori as well. Yeah. That's what he's come to ask. If I'm telling you we're worried about Chisah, so why did it say only make Bo Pri Adama? He says it means to say that you're only doing it because of the Bo Pri Adama. The reason why we're eating now a vegetable is because of the Indian of eating now. Not some kind of mitzvah. So it's a Bo Pri Adama now.
That's the entire mitzvah.
Tomorrow.
But you're a physical yardi.
No, you're not.
So where is your physical yardi?
The second mark.
The second mark is just for heaven?
No, you didn't. You're learning Rashba. Places is a different Mahalas population. Places has a different Mahalas. Places learned according to Chista, the Mori Yates is the second Mori, not the first Mori. And you make the book on the first Mori. But your Yates is the second Mori. Not like the Gashba. So Mela says Places. This is already where our Places starts to going. That Rish Lakish is then. It's suitable, both whether you hold it or not, or it doesn't make a difference, and therefore, I'm not going to put myself into one way that I'm not going to say you make a Bo Pri Adama tomorrow afterwards, because it comes with Chis, you don't. And the fact that I said you make Bo Pri Adama at the beginning, just meant to say that you're eating it just for the sake of Bo Pri Adama, not for any mitzvah reason. Okay, Atkan, Rish Lakish is, right, Atkan is going to speak at the opposite side. Rish Lakish is saying again, what's the right of mitzvah sechus kavana from the fact that you're not troubling yourself to find other vegetables? So he invites him to the east, if you would hold that you don't eat kavana, in game, yotso chavis moroi, but tiburishin is that you ate tomorrow with the first hit. I've become to offer it for you, matzah, even though you eat it before matzah. Al matzah is somewhere, and it says you have to eat it with matzah. That's not likuva. There's no need for likuva to eat moro together with matzah. It's not critical. If you eat matzah moro not together with matzah, you also eat it. So if you would hold the mitzvah thing shichus kavana, amai tzoye tri tibuli b'moroi. Why do you need to tibuli b'moroi? Meaning, havelei ladui yashai yorokoi. He should have looked for other vegetables. Mishumakeya b'tibarishin. Because the heck with the first bit. Racha matzah b'tibarishini yekomoroi. And afterwards, after matzah, you should eat the moroi. So why on earth are we using chazer twice when you could use other vegetables? It's amazing, mitzvah shichus kavana. I'm sure you have the difference between Rashbam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the reason why Rish Lakish knew his din, because he assumed the Mishnah was talking about whether other vegetables available. If there were no other vegetables available, there would be no riot. There wouldn't be a riot to this thing. Yeah. Why? Why wouldn't there be a riot? Because it's possible you should have to dip twice. Even though you'll be doing the mitzvah earlier, you have to do Kadesh Yisrat Yonokit. If you only had one type of vegetable, only chazeres, and you hold mitzvahs ain't shechus kavana, says the Rishakish, if you had all of that, you would have only done once. When?
No. Later.
Why? Because it doesn't make sense to preempt the mitzvah of moroi, shaloi bizmanoi, just so that the kid should ask the question. If you do this, man, very good.
If you do it with intent, so then that's not fair. Then it's saying that you do require intent.
No, but he's saying if you would.
If you did it earlier, I mean, then you didn't have intention to do it, but you're still being Makai. You can't be conscious. I mean, the whole idea without intent is not conscious.
I mean, he's not thinking of doing it for the mitzvah.
Right. Why would he be waiting until later if he's
No. Mitzvah Dinkfir is going to mean that guy is living in space time. Mitzvah Dinkfir is going to mean that if you do the mitzvah, even though you didn't have kavana, you're yoitzer. So now, when this guy, he might have to be very knowledgeable. When he eats this, the first dip, so the kid should ask, he is really being yoitzer the mitzvah. So he did preempt the mitzvah, whether he likes it or not, he preempted the mitzvah. Says Rashbam, says Rish Lakish, we wouldn't have allowed that. If Mitzvah Dinkfir has gone on, we wouldn't have allowed you to do it earlier, because you're preempting the mitzvah. So everyone goes, then scrap the Kalkas. So Kaddish, Magid, scrap it all. Go straight from Kaddish to Magid. Why are you doing Uchas Kalkas? Because it must be because Mitzvah is Tuchas Kavanah. And you're not preempting the mitzvah, because the mitzvah you'll have Kavanah later on. And this one is not for the sake of the mitzvah. But if you don't miss the Tuchas Kavanah, we wouldn't allow it. So it's not true. We would have allowed it. If you had nothing else, we would have allowed it. But why do that if you have another choice? If you have another choice, why do it? And the mitzvah is much more to make with other choices. Like an assumption, yeah? This is what he's an assumption. He had other choices, and yet he didn't do it. So what did they answer back?
No. How is he having the intention to see Mara later?
Okay, you'll have to wait for Ochisim. We're going to get that. Okay, maybe not today. We have to get to Ochisim. Ochisim, yes, Shem, we'll learn properly. It's a long chase to the battle. That is discussed your point. And you really should look for other vegetables because they're eka. In order to be more after matzah, so what time is that telling us? When you don't have any other vegetables, the Mishnah's come to tell us that don't make the mistake of the Rashbam. The Mishnah's come to tell us that if you've only got chazeres and your mitzvah ain't yet gavana, you still did twice. You did twice. Why did you did twice? Because of Kedesh Yisrael Tinoikis. Why did you did twice? Says Tayyisters. Kedei lecha moroi ki mitzvotsoi o mishumakeya. In order to eat the moroi like it should be done, and because of Hekka. Very good. Let's say it again. What's the other opinion hold? The Masnitz, the other opinion holds, no, Mitzvah ain't Tichas Kavanah. Mitzvah don't need Kavanah. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? And you've got no other vegetables there. There's no choice. If you had other vegetables, obviously you would have gone for other vegetables. But there were no other vegetables. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That you would still dip twice. You might have thought that you should only dip one. Sounds familiar? You might have thought you should only dip one. That when you eat the matzah, that's when you stand the marrow after the matzah. Can I say, no, you did twice. You do did twice. Why do you did twice? Says that Jesus, you know why you did twice? Kidei lechoi marrow kemitzvah, sorry. He should eat marrow like it should be done. And because of the heck.
Can we reverse the order on purpose?
So you're saying you reverse the order. That's your aura.
No, I'm asking that the first one is now the mitzvah and the second one is for the children.
So what do you mean by Kher Mitzvah?
The mitzvah I'm doing up front.
What does Kher Mitzvah mean? Translate the word. Today, Lechol Moi Kher Mitzvah Soy. What does that mean?
Probably at its proper time.
At its proper time. That's what Kher means. As its mitzvah is meant to be. So why did nobody ask it? What does this mean? This is this over here. You know why you do twice? I would have said the first one, you yoit to the mitzvah and myself, and you need to do two because you need to be in Kedesh Yisrael Tinoikos. The So he didn't see that. He has the first one. He says Kedei Lecho. Doesn't say which one's first. He says you need to do Kedei Lecho Moro Kemitzvosoi. Kemitzvosoi sounds like it should be done. Oh, Mr. Makayos, it sounds like he's saying that even when you do twice, even if you eat the chazeres twice, and you left the yaitzah mitzvah more in the first time, that's clear in the Gemara, but there's an Indian still of eating more again a second time to be yaitzah kimitzvot in the right time. That sounds a very, very crazy chiddush. I saw they asked this catch on places. Places, very, very difficult. The word kimitzvot is very difficult. Yeah, if kimitzvot means like kimitzvot, like it should be done, he's doing it not at the right time. So the Vashmol, the Sefer Vashmol asked this question, it's very difficult. But for us, maybe you could say like this, yeah, you could have said, what? Well, are you allowed to? What happens if you did a mitzvah, not so lechatzchila? Okay, then you have an opportunity again to do the mitzvah more lechatzchila. Is there any point to do that mitzvah more lechatzchila after? Give an example, somebody took a look at an esrog, that was shvacha esrog. Kosher lechatzchila, it's not mahuda. It's not mahuda. And then you get the opportunity to take an esrog mahuda. Is there any point in taking the esrog mahuda again after?
The
risk of
Charles
Taylor
on the
state
he would say no.
No. The Beit HaNevi says no. Why? Once you've done a mitzvah, your mitzvah's finished. You can't be in the house with someone that's not a mitzvah. Right? So here, when you had your mori first, so maybe you could have said it means, you have your mori then, like you ate already, then do it again afterwards to be yaitzah more like a chila amatnis and very meichlu. But like Bernard's saying, you can't even do that because once you eat the morrow, it doesn't help you to do any hiddur.
Maybe it's a hemshek of one mitzvah.
A hemshek of one mitzvah, maybe any other long gap in between. So after the Achilles Pras, which says in the Gemara, you can eat in two bits, but it has to be within 4 minutes. The Achilles Pras means 9 minutes, but I hope God doesn't take longer than 9 minutes. So Mela, that's a difficulty in this place. The 11th night would be nice if we could somehow change the gears in places, but we can't. So the places here, I don't have these modern Gemaras to do maybe. No, Moshe, nobody's got modern Gemaras. So it says, Kenelecho Moi, Kimitzot, and Shemekeya. The Loi, Ominan, we don't say, Shemekeya Moi, Ad Lebesoy, the only Gemara at the end, really not for Shemekeya, and we shouldn't worry about here. So let's be mistaken what we have here. Places in Rashbam. Rashbam says, Rishokish knew that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, from the mere fact that Mishnah says you take Chazer twice. So, that's the Raya. If you take Chazer twice, if Mitzvah ain't Sichas Kavana, you would never take Chazer twice. So Mitzvah Gemara answers, no, you would. You thought you wouldn't. I'm saying you would. That's what the Rashbam says. According to he understood the Mishnah talking about Kishi had the opportunity to take other vegetables. You could have taken other vegetables, and you didn't. Why didn't you? By not taking other vegetables, you are preempting the Mitzvah tomorrow. So why didn't you take other vegetables? LMI, Mrs. Sichus Kavan. To which they answer, no, you're right. If you had other vegetables, of course you should have taken other vegetables. And here we're talking about where there's no other vegetables. No other vegetables, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah Mechalal? Of course you should take other twice. You've got it in on dipping twice. No, you might have thought, don't dip twice, in order you shouldn't preempt the Mitzvah. Kamashra, no, you should dip twice, even though you're preempting the Mitzvah. That's what Tesis is Mahalach
Kis. Maybe what he said with Masel, he doesn't sometimes say Mana. I would have said much better than saying Tesis on his Mana. Maybe he says with Masel because his point is that's the Mitzvah. Even though it might seem like you're doing it before the time, and it might seem like that's not the right time, no, it's the Mitzvah to do it that way. Do it twice and to do it before
it's time. That's the it's not much that way. Kimitzvot is normally used as an expression as how it should be done. You might have to say something because we can't leave places with a tremendous difficulty. You might have to say it, but that's So the same way I know Achrinim ask it, and one of the ways of learning, and that's not the only way of learning, one of the ways of learning is as long as you see that people ask the question you're asking, you see you're going the right way. And maybe next time round you'll try and work out an answer to that. But at least you should get the Tursa Schmeitz clear, the how the sugya looks properly first. So that's that.
It doesn't mean the long enough. Don't say that you shouldn't eat the
Amara
until the end.
Right.
Secondary.
And maybe you should scrap Kava. Right. As Bam also says, at the end of the day, the ones who hold that the Mishnah holds Mishnah's injured God also says that.
If you're holding them back, so you can do the Mishnah at the right time.
You might have thought so, Mishnah's gone, but you don't. Right?
Rashbam doesn't just think, he doesn't bring it up. I know he brings up don't say twice. No comments. Is that a suggestion? Or is that he says the don't say?
Rashbam is thinking out where he's got himself. It's lucky as hell that you would never dip twice. And the Gemara answered back, you do. And the Kuntzaseisa, it's not his lucky, that the Gemara was speaking out that he might have thought that you shouldn't dip twice. Gemara told me you do. On that point, there's no nafkamina. So the big nafkamina is, if you would hold, mitzvahs, engzirs, kavan. And you only have to do it, what should you do? If you hold Mrs. Ancient Kavanah, and you only have Chazeres, what should you do? So, if you ask Ish Lakish, yeah, we're not going with that school of thought for the time being. So, if you ask Ish Lakish, if you hold Mrs. Ancient Kavanah, and you only have Chazeres, what should you do? He would say that it depends. If you have other vegetables, you should take other vegetables. If you don't have other vegetables, you should try to all take cook. That's how Tosfos understand. If you ask Ish Lakish, because you have, there's no way you can discard karma. This idea of two dipping is a critical thing for stay the night, no way of scrapping it. So again, if you learn Adar Shabbam, if you'd ask Ish Lakish, you would tell you to scrap karma. Right? And if the Mishnah didn't tell you to scrap karpas, it must be Mrs. Tifus Kava. That's a big enough kimina that comes out from the Rashbam and Tifus. We'll see, there's others as we keep going. Now we're going to skip a little bit the sugya in between about the two tafsirim. We're not going to do at the moment. We're going to go to Avuna, the bottom of the Yom. Omer Avuna. So Pshita, Echad Echad Shayer, okay. When you have other vegetables, you make a bracha and you eat it, and then you make a bracha after it. Right? So if you only have letters, what's the din? If you only have letters, what's the din? If you only have chazeres, what's the din? When do you make the bracha? On the first of those, you make bracha adama, vachal, and you eat. When it's safe, and after matzah, mevarch aleh alach inizmari vachal. Then you make a bracha alach inizmari, and you eat it. So kundra evune, you make one bracha at the beginning and one bracha at the end, and that's what you do. Right. So a kundra evune is mitzvah sichus kavana, ain't sichus kavana.
No,
Kavanah,
of course Kavanah.
If
it was 80, he would have
eaten
the Smara
up front. You can't scrap karpas, but you still have to make out of his mara because you ate the mara then.
How do you make
that's what the practitioner does. Well, we'll see. No, much more Rivenals. Rivenals is the virus gemacht. What is Chisol? Much more of Chisol. Lacha shemile kreisle yemenu. Choyzim avorach ale. After you already filled up your belly with more, you're going to make a broch alach in tomorrow. And on a chisol, meikorem avorach alom bepil domo v'alach in tomorrow. You make a broch alach in tomorrow. You make both brochas at the beginning. And then it says, ochil achilas chasol beloy brocha. And then afterwards, you eat chazeres without a brocha. So how did you learn? How did you learn? That's chitza. He learned mitzvah shichas kevana or ain shichas kevana. What did chitza learn? Rabbi saying ain. Bernard saying both.
Unless the condition is that he's holding it, that he fills up.
He holds mitzvahs different than one or ain't shit as one. Everyone holds that you make brocha on what you do. Everyone holds that. Even if you're missing shit as one, how do you make a brocha on what you do? So Yossi, no, you sure, I want to answer everyone. What do you, how do you learn? What do you have to hold mitzvahs different than one or ain't shit as one? So we'll see. Machlek is just Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam learns why do you dip the second time? Says Rashbam, top of the Amud, the Pesach Ocher Blei Bracha, Mishum Zebeinon Sheiti Bui. Because you need to dip a second time. Sounds like not because of Mora, not because of Mora. You need to dip a second time because you need to discover
the
children.
You ate the first time.
Sounds like you ate the first time. Sounds like he's learning the Mitzvahs Ain Shirus Kavana and Mitzvahs Ain Shirus Kavana, right? And when you did the first time, even though you're doing it for the children, but you were yoyz tomorrow, and it's the second dip that you're doing for the sake of the children. But if you do all Mitzvahs Shirus Kavana. Well, after she made a crazy, then you can read very simple. You've already been yoked tomorrow. You've already eaten the more. You've filled up your belly with more. And then you're going to make a broch on it. You've already been yoked. After you've already been yoked tomorrow, you're going to make a broch on more. That's not possible. After you filled up your belly with mar, meaning you've already been yoyz the mar, you're going to make a broch afterwards. That's how you could read it. But seeing tasters, that's not a pshat. You don't use that lashon. You should have spoken much more direct, saying how can you make a broch on achilas mar if you've already been yoyz already? So tasters learns of chisol mitzvahs tzuchos kavana, mitzvahs tzuchos kavana, just like me. Remember you were saying Rish Lakish and Chit the Fin. You do. Just like Rish Lakish, Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. And yet, although you only eat tomorrow, later on, in 2 hours' time, you make a brok halakhid tomorrow at the beginning of the Seder night. Because it doesn't make sense. After you've already got Mori inside you, although it wasn't for the Mitzvah, after you've already got Mori inside you, it doesn't make sense. You should be making a brok halakhid tomorrow on continuing to eat more. Although the first one you won't eat, sir. So on continuing to eat more, it doesn't make sense you should make a book on a Christmas tomorrow.
So what about
Shiva? Yeah, that's not such a question because you're not making a brocha al shtiyas kois. You're making a brocha on the wine. On wine, you always have to make a brocha on wine. When if you see a start in between, you have to make a brocha in between. But here, we're making a brocha al achilas mor. Al achilas mor, when you've already started eating the mor, that doesn't read. Doesn't fit to our FC. Why not? You won't use the mitzvah yet. That's King Tosfos. That's how Tosfos is learning this. The achash mili krisa just means that it doesn't make sense to make a brocha al achilas mor after you already started eating the mor.
Therefore, the first time around, even though you're making the brocha on mor and you're eating mor, because it's not time for mor, we're going to say that you're
You're not
yet. Right. At that point.
Yes.
A little bit like a
finishing.
Why?
You didn't have kavanah.
You're doing it in the nature of
the brachah. You didn't have kavanah. You didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah.
You didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah. If you made a
brachah,
like a sin,
then you didn't say earlier,
if you made...
That's the last brachah.
But he's holding the making
brachah
is not a sin.
Yeah. Making brachah is not a sin when you have kavanah. I'm making a
brachah
for later. I'm not kavanah. No, I'm making a brachah for later. Not for now. That's what Chitta says. Make a bracha now. For later. What verbal declaration? I don't know verbal declaration.
I'm eating bitter herbs. What are you doing? Nothing. Look what you're eating bitter herbs.
You're making a bracha for the mitzvah of Moroi, which I'm going to perform in an hour and a half.
Got you. But
so what declaration have you made?
If he didn't eat me, I would agree with the rabbi.
No, he's eating. Yes. He's eating over the kid.
I hereby eating bitter herbs, and I literally not
say you're by eating bitter herbs. You're making up all drossy, doesn't it?
Sorry.
He made the bracha al achilas mori for later,
yes.
And now he's eating, so the kids should be asked that question.
But he does the achilat mori now, doesn't he?
He makes the bracha al achilas mori now.
In his mouth, I'm asking. Does he actually eat mori? Does he eat
mori? He eats mori, so the kids should be asking, yes.
Okay. So he made a bracha, and he ate it.
So the kids should be asking.
I have no intention of eating bitter herbs now.
No intention to be making a mitzvah now.
Okay.
What's that intention to eat?
There's a separation between them.
Mrs. Sichel, what does Mrs. Sichel mean? You're up here, Jamie, you know, is it? What does Mrs. Sichel's kavanah mean? It means the guy was unconscious and didn't know what he was doing.
That's
what I'm asking. Certainly not. Mrs. Sichel's kavanah, you know what you're doing, but you're not doing it. It's the same mitzvah. It's kavanah for mitzvah. Good, you know, you're not a crazy guy, you don't know what you're doing.
It's like when Erev Shabbat, when the wife lights the candles. She could have certain situations. You could have, I'm not having come on the Kriyas Shabbos now, but I'm lighting the candle. And you're doing the action, and you're making the bracha, but you have come on it after the yesterday.
Yeah, not exactly a good example, but it's what? Okay.
And the other day, why not?
There, you're not come on to make Kabul Shabbos. There's a different thing. You don't come on for the mitzvah, but not for Kabul Shabbos. But that's very simple. Like, we're learning it. Somebody who makes the bracha, right? Somebody takes and makes the bracha. He's holding an esrog, lulam and esrog, makes the bracha. But he's got no kavanah to be eaten yet until he starts shaking.
So if he said it and then he puts it down, he says, I'm going to do this now, I have to go to the bathroom.
So now you have to know what's the problem of either of him in between. So we have to know that's how sex is. But the actual idea that when you make a bracha, you can have kavanah for later, what's the problem with it? When you blow sefer, and then we said in the shul, when you blow sefer, your kavanah is only for later on, because the main mitzvah is later on, you make a bracha at the beginning. To eat more later on. What's the problem with that? It's taken. No? That's the problem. But the actual idea, what's the problem? I've got no kavanah to be eaten mitzvah now, I'm making the bracha for later. He's eating without kavanah. Right. He's not having kavanah for the mitzvah, kavanah for the child.
Can you make the bracha without doing the action, with the intention that later on you want to...
No.
So you need to act. In order to make the bracha, you need the action. But that doesn't mean that you're actually...
Right. That's a good question. What's the problem to make it proper later on? Or why at the point? What's the mitzvah? Okay, Shemar, we're going to stop here then. So you'll see today. Mask it. If you finish the Sefer, you can do Chazor what we've learned. We have to anyway do Chazor. But this Sefer needs a lot of work.